things happen in the fourth round. Just talk about tonight's game.
Pleased to get a result that wasn't easy. And this is a very difficult field to play on. As you can see, the ball is all over the place. It's small, and you knew there was going to be a lot of physical confrontations. So I'm very, very pleased that we got the win to advance, and I'm even more pleased that we got out of here with no injuries.
And Jonathan Spector got his first minute since going into concussion protocol. How happy were you just to see him back out with the team?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, he's a terrific leader, and you can hear him communicating back there and trying to organize. So I was really happy to get him back involved, and hopefully we can move forward now. You have to be a little bit nervous because this is the first time he's been put under real duress. So we'll see how he reacts over the next couple of days.
Chris Schuler with his broken left arm too, also getting match minutes again. How good was it to see him out there?
It's great. And I thought he had a really strong performance as well. So really, really pleased that he gets turned around so quickly after breaking his arm just less than 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. So really pleased that we have that kind of commitment from a player to do whatever it takes to help us.
To have PC and Dylan score their first goals as Orlando City players, how nice is it just to see other guys be able to find the back of the net?
For sure. We just need goals right now. So to see whoever scores was great. So to get three was really pleasing. I think in the first half we showed moments of kind of the same story where we're getting into the final third with relative ease and then just not making quite the right decisions to have real quality scoring chances.
You mentioned goals there, but you see Kleshin and Coleman kind of link up at various times, especially to lead up to that first and second goal. I mean, how good is it to see those two players kind of see that chemistry evolve so
yeah,
rapidly already?
You're going to want to see connections amongst attacking players. And for Sasha to have another connection out just way. I think in the very first stages of the season and in preseason, he was connecting really well with Mueller. And so it's just great that we have more and more options now as we move forward.
And to get a win, playing on AstroTurf now, going into Vancouver, how much confidence does it give the team?
I think it's a confident moment for us. It's a moment that we needed desperately. And it's been a difficult run here for four games where we've been so positive about a lot of good things that we're doing, but to walk away from four games in a row with no results is disheartening. So I think this was a really, really critical result for us, which hopefully we can now build on for Saturday.
Coach, wherever you've been, you've respected this competition. Obviously, you put out a pretty strong team tonight to play an NPSL side. I mean, was that sort of a combination of being in a little bit of a funk, or was it something you saw on video and said, hey, this team can play a little bit?
For me, you know, I select the teams that I think gives us the best chance to win the game. There's no part of me that says, well, we should rest players because the league's more important. Not at all. We have a lot of good players in this team, and we may end up resting players for league games over Open Cup games because we think we're going to take it that seriously.
Were you impressed with Stefano Pino's performance, his first goal since the season opener?
Really happy that he scored the goal. Really happy that he was there to finish off the play. And he was involved in some really nice stuff as well. Probably should have ended up with maybe two or three goals, but we'll take the one and we'll move forward.
And also, Earl gets a clean sheet. And it's his first game that he's played since last season, so
yeah.
How happy were you with
his performance? Really, really happy. And another player that going into the game I'm a little nervous about because we don't have an option for him to play a meaningful match before we throw him in there and just see what we see. So I'm really pleased that Earl was steady. Of course, there were some moments in the first half where we were a little nervous, but we got to get through those, and I think he did a really, really good job to respond the right way.
You were a goal scorer in your playing days. Just how much confidence can you draw just from watching teammates put the ball in the back of the net when you're in a bit of an attacking slump?
There's something about there's a lot about relaxing when you're in the final third, when you're in the penalty box, to be able to take a breath, pick out the right moment in the right spot and hit it. And I think that, again, I think we have too much anxiety. We've had too much anxiety, and so I'm real hopeful that this will calm us down. Because really the goals came, from my point of view, by taking extra passes. And so it wasn't about, oh, I'm in front of the goal, I'm going to rush this decision and try to score from a narrow angle. Instead, I'm going to make that extra pass, and it's going to be an easy goal.
What's the mindset going into not having to make probably the longest travel you can in North America from Miami to Vancouver?
Our mindset is positive, very positive, because our ownership group has ponied up for a charter flight tomorrow, which means that our players are going to be able to do regeneration stuff, mobility stuff, while we fly, because the whole plane's ours. So we're really, really happy about that situation. I think that gives us the best chance to go there and pick up all 3 points.
Coach, it was a pretty good turnout here, not only with the traveling fans, but just the local fans here. Obviously, Miami MLS is still here to come, but when you kind of come here to Miami and see the soccer culture here, what can you kind of say on that?
You would have to think that a team is going to do very well here. I don't know. I can't say that I'm, the most educated person in Miami, but I've been here a 10 or 10 times or a dozen times, and I would have to think that the culture here will support an MLS team very well.
Thank you.